the House has resolved that Representative Charles Rangel of New York be censured.
That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Rangel is the first congressman who's been censured while in office in 27 years. The leaked diplomatic cables say corruption in Afghanistan is wearing down U.S. officials trying to help build support for the government there. And a bacterium that lives on a diet you wouldn't want to try. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity and entertainment system that features music search with the sound of your voice. Simply say the name of a song, band, artist, or genre of music available on your MP3 player to browse and play the music you want to hear. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Our top story says the House voted 333-79 to censure Congressman Charles Rangel for ethics violations. It was only the 23rd time in history that the House has approved the most serious punishment short of expulsion. Last month, the House Ethics Committee said Rangel had violated ethics rules. Assistant Metro editor Diego Ribadonera looks at why the vote went the way it did.
First of all, I think Mr. Rangel did himself no favors when he walked out of his public hearing. I think that really even some of his supporters or even some Democrats who were made on the fence were really turned off by that he was sort of thumbing his nose at the institution that he says over and over that he respects. The question remains, if someone down the street would have done the same thing, would have been facing a much harsher punishment such as jail time. Even though censure itself is rare, at the end of the day, Mr. Rangel suffered humiliation, yes, in public, but you know, he still remains in place.
Assistant Metro editor Diego Ribadonera. Times correspondent Stephen Erlanger says the 16 nations that use the euro are facing two crises. One is the immediate problem of too much debt. The other is the divide between rich nations like Germany and France on one side, and on the other side, less competitive countries like Portugal. The less competitive countries adopted the same high wages and generous social protections, but they don't have the same economic underpinnings. More from the leaked diplomatic cables, this time about corruption in Afghanistan. It comes across as a looking glass land where bribery, extortion, and embezzlement are the norm. A cable from the American Embassy in Kabul last January said the agriculture minister was the only minister who'd never faced allegations of bribery. The cables also show how Washington's view of President Hamid Karzai has changed. He's gone from being a leader who was in favor with the West to an embattled figure who's leaving his allies baffled. House Democrats tried to make good on one of President Obama's campaign promises. They voted to continue the Bush-era tax cuts for middle-class families. But Times reporter David Hershenhorn says the bill's chances of passage in the Senate are zero. The White House is in talks on a plan that would satisfy Republicans who want the lower tax rates extended across the board. Arizona is cutting payments for transplant patients under its version of Medicaid. Many doctors say that amounts to a death sentence for low-income people who've been on waiting lists for a long time, hoping for a bone marrow transplant or a new heart or a new pair of lungs. This has set off a political battle in Arizona. Republican Governor Jan Brewer is blaming what she calls Obamacare. Angry Democrats are calling the Medicaid reductions Brewer Care. Scientists from NASA have trained a bacterium to live on a diet that sounds like a killer. NASA researcher Felisa Wolf-Simon explains.
All life that we know of requires carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, phosphorus, and sulfur. And it uses those six elements in some of the critical pieces I think we're all familiar with, including DNA and RNA, or the information technology of the cell, the proteins, which are the molecular machines, and the lipids, which separates you from everything else.
What makes this bacterium different is it's using arsenic instead of phosphorus as one of its nutrients. That could expand the notion of what life is and where it could live, here on Earth or somewhere out in space. We'll go inside Friday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity and entertainment system that features music search with the sound of your voice. When you have Sync, you can simply say the name of a song, band, artist, or genre of music available on your MP3 player to browse and play the music you want to hear. You can also use the controls included in your vehicle's sound system to control most MP3 players. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Friday's Times, top defense officials formed a united front against Senator John McCain on the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. He and other Republicans used a Senate hearing to take issue with Defense Secretary Robert Gates and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen. Times reporter Elizabeth Buemeler was there and looks at what comes next.
We'll be hearing from the chiefs of the Army, Navy, and Air Force, and the Commandant of the Marine Corps, all of whom have been reluctant publicly in the past to overturn the ban. Now, they were called in to see President Obama earlier this week. They talked about Don't Ask, Don't Tell. We don't know what the president told them, but it will be very interesting to see their language on Friday. Passage in the Senate next week is very unclear. The repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell is part of a raft of legislation that Democrats and Republicans are fighting over right now. It's unclear if there are enough Republican votes. It's unclear also if there's enough time to pass it in the lame duck session. Proponents of repeal say that if it's not passed in the next couple of weeks, it'll be very difficult to pass it in the 2011 Congress.
Times reporter Elizabeth Buemeler. Picture this, soccer fans partying in Red Square, where tanks rumbled on parade during the Cold War. It could happen. Russia won its bid for the World Cup in 2018. The governing body of world soccer voted to send the games to oil-rich Qatar 4 years after that. That was a setback for soccer fans in the U.S. They had their sights set on 2022. That's our preview of Friday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. From our newsroom in New York, I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.